Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I had lost all hope. I went to all the doctors. It's all these little things that could have killed me, and I felt like I could die any day.
What about, Michael, your type 2 diabetes? How's that gone?
It's gone. It's total everything, Carrie. Everything is gone. The sleep apnea gone. The type 2 diabetes gone. The inflammation gone. All these little things that could have killed me, and I felt like I could die any day. The carnivore diet healed all of it. No doctor, no medicine did it. The carnivore diet did it. Help me lose.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I'm honored to have Michael from Carnivore at 60 on the channel. Michael, how's it going?
Great. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing awesome. I'm looking forward to talking to you. You sent me some info and some pictures, and it sounds like you've had a heck of a journey. Would love to learn a little bit more about it and share it with my audience. Could you tell me maybe a little bit about some of the health issues and reasons that led you to eventually finding a carnivore diet?
Sure. About 14 years ago, I was injured over in Iraq, medevaced to Germany, came back, actually went, I healed up, I broke my neck and things. I went back to Afghanistan for a little while, and I started getting a pain in my leg, which I believe was caused from the trauma due to the hip area. And that's what some of the doctors tell me now. But it was misdiagnosed for a long time, and it caused me to not be able to stand or walk. In the beginning, I could stand or walk for about 25 minutes, 30 minutes tops, without severe pain, which caused me to lay down. This went on for years. I went to many doctors, many physical therapists. I had epidurals. That's where you have to lay in a fetal position, and they shoot a giant needle into your spine, in between your vertebrae, with a syringe full of liquid.
Hey, Michael, around. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Uh-huh. There's some static coming through.
Okay.
I don't know. Is your mic touching your cheek?
I couldn't find my newer headset, so I pulled out an old.
I think that might have been what it was. It was just a little bit, but it was hard to hear some of that. Could you just like test? Yeah, that's much better. I think it might have just been rubbing your cheek. I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt.
I appreciate that. Thanks. So I was injured over in Iraq. I have an entrapped nerve in my hip, which causes severe pain in my leg. I keep looking at your picture, so I don't know if this should I look at the cam. This is all new to me.
No worries. Whatever you're comfortable with. I try to look at the camera as much as possible, but then I always find my eyes wandering, so you can't really tell the difference between the two. So whatever you're comfortable with is fine.
Okay. I have an entrapped nerve in my leg, in my hip, that causes pain in the leg, which is kind of like sciatica, I guess. But that's in the back of the leg. Mine's in the front. And it's caused me to be become pretty – I was disabled for about 14 years there. Literally just couldn't do anything. I had to lay on my left side. I had the epidurals where you lie in a fetal position. They shoot the big needle into your spinal in between the vertebrae and shoot in a bunch of liquid, a syringe this big, filled up that much. I mean, it was a lot. I couldn't believe they were putting that into my spine. And I did that once a month for four or five – it was 5 months I did that. And finally, I mean, it wasn't helping me. It helped a little bit of the back pain that I had. But by the way, I got to where I could only stand 7 or 8 minutes. So there was it was a nightmare. I had to, when I went to the store, I said this in my other video, the only video I made and put on YouTube, that when I went to the store to shop, it got so bad where I had to drive in a little old man's cart, you know, the electric carts to be able to go through and shop. And if I was eating carnivore, wouldn't have, I could have walked in, grabbed the meat, walked, got in the line and got out of there in time. But so anyhow, it was bad. I ended up getting type 2 diabetes from the weight. Lack of movement caused all this weight. I went from 170 to 369. I mean, it was horrible. I didn't tell any family members or friends, and they're all in other states, and a lot of them are older than me. My family, that is. And so I just became like a hermit. I had type 2 diabetes. I couldn't breathe. I had to wear a CPAP machine. They took me to, I went to the sleep center, and they hooked up the apparatus that you sleep in, and they monitor you all night to see if you have it. I knew I did, but they, you know, so they, when I, in the morning, they told me, you stopped breathing 42 times. You're the worst case we've ever seen. It was bad. It was bad. I couldn't breathe. I'd walk from my door to my car, and that's like a 20-second walk, but it's up an incline, and I would be sweating bullets profusely and couldn't breathe. I'd be out of breath. I'd wait a while, then I'd open the door, turn on the car, turn on the AC, roll down the windows, and wait. I couldn't get in because when I got in there, there was nowhere at all. I told all my doctors, you know, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm not getting enough air. They prescribed all the little sprays or whatever, the inhalers, and none of them worked. Nothing even came close to working. I just got worse and worse every day. I mean, I thought every day I could die from my father died from respiratory failure because he had an enlarged heart because his lungs weren't getting enough. Just what was happening to me. He wasn't getting enough oxygen. He used to say it all the time. He had an oxygen thing. And so they never prescribed me that. And I kept asking for it. No, you don't need that. It was bad. My dad died at 56 from that. And so I just saw myself falling into that same category and that I would die soon. I was there when he died. The day before, he was okay. He couldn't breathe good. But next morning, he was gone. And so I just saw myself in that boat. I also had arthritis, real bad. My knees just healed up. Carnivore diet. Once I started eating right, everything started getting better. I got the knee pain started going away. I had what else? I'm trying to think of that other stuff. Enlarged heart, clogged arteries, atrophy, where your muscles just deteriorate because I wasn't doing anything. I couldn't move. I couldn't go get up and go move around. It would hurt. Sitting at my desk for more than 30, 40 minutes caused the same pain. So that was eventually after a few years, it got that bad. I couldn't lay on my right side. It hurt the leg. The nerve would be agitated. And then I couldn't lay on my back or stomach because I was so big. And then I started taking pictures after about 50 pounds down. So I was about 115, 20 right in there when I took the pictures that I posted on the before and after pictures. My son took a picture like 4 years ago. I was about 350 at that time. And I told him to delete it. I was like, I don't want anybody to see that. Why would you just please delete it? He did. But I wish I'd kept it now because it was even worse, 50 pounds more or maybe 30, 40 pounds more. I don't know. I'm not sure what I weighed at that time. I didn't weigh myself. I didn't look in the mirror. I got a big mirror now. I'm in a room where I have a giant mirror here. And that's when I started taking the pictures. So I remodeled this room. So anyhow, what else did I have? I had skin problems. My face was all broken out, little splotches of red spots all over me. I had the big red and brown spots on my ankles and legs. Terrible. I mean, I thought because my grandfather, he was like 83 or 4, and I saw that on him. And I've seen other people with that. And I thought that was old age, you know. But it's really your diet because all that's gone. I can't believe how much this diet has done. I mean, going from I spent 95% of my life for 13 years lying on my left side. Can you imagine that? And then that causes other problems. You know what I mean? Your posture, when I stood up, my left shoulder was down lower than the right. My right was down lower than the left. And one of the orthopedic surgeons I saw was asking me, it's like, wow, do you have any pain in your back? I said, yeah, but the main thing is like, you're going to have problems with your back in the future because of that, because of how my body had shifted over all those years of laying on my left side. All the muscles had grown differently, I guess. I'm not sure how it happened, but that's what the orthopedic surgeon said. So that's basically where I was, thinking I could die and probably would die any day. Every day of my life was like that. It was miserable. The depression. Oh, I heard you talk about your depression. Yeah, that's part two, because I had lost all hope. I went to all the doctors, all the physical therapists, many, 5 different physical therapists. They pretty much do the same thing, the same exercise, the same stretches. And I found better things online that helped a little bit. But I mean, just 5%. It wasn't enough to ever get up and do anything. So I ended up just laying on my left side that whole time. And I started some businesses online, which I was not good at doing all that kind of stuff. And I had a successful Amazon business that I had started in like 2017, something like that. By 19, I just came across my W-2s for that year and the next. 19 was like 257. The next one was 353. Plus I had another account that I had just opened. I was importing from China, selling on Amazon, that type of thing. Had brands and all that. COVID wiped me out. So then the depression really hit hard because that was my way out of my situation, you know? And finally, I also online, I saw a video about Muralgia Parasthenica, and I kept telling doctors that I seen videos, but I saw this one doctor finally, and they kept saying, they didn't act like they didn't know what that was. I mean, these are specialists in the nerve and all this, right? The nerve that was affecting me, and they act like they didn't hear about it. Maybe they hadn't, but I think they should have, because once I found out what it was, I contacted a doctor here at UCSD Medical that specializes in that. And she said, yeah, you have Muralgia Parasthenica. And so I went and did all kinds of tests. That was what it was. And she told me the procedures, and they're very dangerous, you know. So I did those epidurals, but I wasn't quite ready to try that because you could die, or it could paralyze you, or you could just destroy your nerve in there. I mean, they have to cut the nerve. And if they don't put it in right, then you could have even more pain. They have to attach it each end in a certain way. And a lot of times it doesn't work. So, and there's a main artery right there, right next to it. So if they touch that, even if you're in the hospital, they cut that, you're dead. You're going to bleed to death. You can't like sew it back together or anything. So I didn't do it. Then I saw Sean White's video, you know, Intentional Carnivore. Yeah. I saw the picture first. I was like, that is me. And wow, let me see, what's this thing? Watch the video. Immediately, I said, I can do that. Eat all the meat you want. Who can't do that? Who doesn't like bacon and steak and roast and all that, right? So that's what I did. I started, well, actually, about 5 weeks before that, I started OMAD. I saw videos on OMAD and fasting. So I started doing that. I had lost 50 pounds. That's when I started taking those pictures, when I started carnivore. And so I lost 51 pounds. And I felt pretty good, but then I started the eating just meat. In the beginning, I ate chicken because they told you could do all that. Chicken, salmon, and then beef, eggs, butter, cheese, something like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And of course, fatty red meat. And at first I didn't realize how important the fatty part was in the fatty red meat. They kept telling me, eat fatty red meat. So as I progressed, weight just started pouring off of me. The doctor was just going, what is going on? I told her from the beginning, I started a new diet. I'm only eating meat. She's like, no, I don't recommend that at all. Michael, you, because I've known her for years, you know, she just tells me how it is. You have clogged arteries. Your heart's bad. You got all these issues. You can't do that. I said, but I'm losing all this weight. I feel great. And she just would shake her head and roll her eyes and discourage me from doing it in the beginning. And then when I started doing this, because of the fasting, I think I would do water only fasting, and I'm up to like, I've done 7 and 8, 9 day fast now, but I usually do 2 to 3 every month at the end of the month. I mean, actually today is my 5th day of a water fast. After I get done with this, I'm going to walk 5 miles down the hill into the valley here. Well, it's 2.5, 5 mile round trip, grab some steak, walk back, and I don't get a whole lot. I just get enough because I make myself walk. You know, I used to drive. I never walked that. It's a huge hill coming back. It's hard, especially when I was bad. You know, so I started. I forgot. I lost my train of thought there.
You were talking about walking and getting the steak.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, something before that about the doctor. But so as I started going back in. I sent you my HbA1c results, right? I mean, after just from July, I think it was July. So the first one was like, I was at 11.6. I went down to 5.4 in January. I went back like 2 months ago to get blood work. I did it every 3 months. And 2 or 3 months ago, I'm due again. But I mean, I went back, but they did, the girl, I went twice. And she was exploding. She was getting my vein. She was messing up. She was new. So I finally, the doctor called me the other day. I said, why aren't you coming in? I said, because now I used to always go in. I've been going there every 3 or 4 weeks. I need something. This is wrong. And she said, I said, well, the girl was, you know, she can't do the blood work. She goes, well, Zoe will be here on Friday. So next Friday, I got to go and get my blood work again. But I'm not really worried about it anymore. I mean, I used to dread it, you know, and what are they going to tell me now? Because I'm one of them. Oh my, it said morbidly obese. The first time I saw that years ago, that hit me hard. And that was before I got real big, morbidly obese. I don't know why those two words affected me so bad. It just made me depressed. And I just never pictured myself like this, you know, or like that. Now I'm 95% back to 100%. If I could just get the nerve in my leg, and that's getting better. It's already like, I'm up to 35, 40 minutes of walking a day instead of 7 to 8. That alone gives me hope. My breathing came back first. That was within the first 2 months of carnivore. My breathing all was back 80% to normal. When I could take, because before when I breathed in, it felt like my lungs were already full and I couldn't get enough air. It's like they weren't expanding up into the chest or down. It was like there was no room in there. I couldn't get any oxygen. So I was always gasping for breath. My heart rate was just crazy. I'd go in, my blood pressure was sky high every single time for years. And of course, you know, they're giving me medication for every single thing, you know. When I started the fasting, my uric acid went up and then when I started carnivore, my cholesterol went up. But I saw videos where that's all not even the levels that they say are not really as bad as they say. And that I like the Ribeye Rangers video. He just put it out a day or two ago. I watched that, and he has the documentation on the screen there that tells you about all this stuff. So cholesterol really is not all. Now there's doctors saying that is good for you, and the people that Ribeye Ranger says that. He talks about how some people, they did tests and the people with the high cholesterol live longer than the others, you know. So
yeah. Well, have you heard the fireman analogy for cholesterol?
No.
It's I'll make it really quick. It's very interesting. I just heard this recently. So imagine every time there's a fire, firemen show up. So you do some research and you look at this over thousands of fires, and then you come to the conclusion that, well, every time there's a fire, firemen show up. Therefore, firemen are causing the fire. It's the same thing with cholesterol. Your body, your arteries get inflamed.
Yeah.
The cholesterol goes there to put out the inflammation. And like 50, 60 years ago, they would look at the arteries and they'd say, oh, look, there's a bunch of cholesterol here. It must be the problem. It's the same thing as blaming the firemen for the fire. They're there to fix the issue, but they're getting the bad rap. I saw that video from Ribeye Ranger, too, by the way.
It makes sense. It all makes sense. And by the way, you know, she's telling me these things, and she prescribed something for that. Yeah. And I forget what it starts with, an A for uric acid, and then the cholesterol, another one. But
Allopurinol.
Yeah, exactly it.
Yeah, I was on that one.
Oh, man, I was on 25. You were on a lot too, right? I was on 25 at the peak, you know, and I got rid of them all. I don't take any. I don't take anything. The CPAP was gone months and months and months ago.
So how long have you been carnivore now?
It's going to be, wow, what is today, the 2nd? 13 days, it'll be 1 year.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Just out of curiosity, Michael, you mentioned the Shaun White video. I just recently interviewed Dr. Nelson, and he just hit 1 year. And he, too, he saw the video that I did with Shaun White. Was that the one you saw, too, just out of curiosity? Was I in that video also?
I don't remember the particulars of it. I just remember that he had lost all that weight. So all that, that was the only thing my mind picked up. Yeah. I saw the before and after pics on that video, on the cover.
Right.
And it changed my life. It saved my life. Carnivore diet saved my life. No doubt about it. Not only that, my happiness and joy has returned. I'm about to reopen my Amazon business, relaunch that. I have a ton of stuff, 200 grand in storage of inventory. So I'm ready to rock and roll. I just didn't have the wherewithal to do it. I was focused on my health. I just wanted to get better. I wanted to lose the weight and get better. And that has all happened. I mean, I can't believe it. I look back at the time, it seemed like it was going slow and I wasn't losing enough weight fast. That's why I started doing those longer fasts and stuff. But I realized that the longer ones, I did it also because I saw that when you do a 10-day fast, 7 to 10, your body hits this certain thing. Well, in 3 days, your whole immune system resets, first of all. After 7 to 10, you do, there's doctors that say you do that once a year and you will never get cancer. You'll reduce your cancer rate risk 99%. That's why I started doing the longer ones. But I find that 3 to 5 is just perfect. And then I also eat a lot more fat now. I probably eat 60-70% fat, the rest, you know, protein meat. And it's really mainly just beef and bacon. And the only reason I eat the bacon is because there's not enough fat in the beef. I've asked the butcher a few times to, and they're always busy or doing something. You know, I don't have the friendly butcher like everybody talks about. I'm like, so I didn't ask him anymore. And I wanted to get a lot of fatty beef, you know, the fat trimmings. I'll pay. I don't care. Let me get it. I know you can buy tallow, but that does. I like to cook the fat. It tastes good.
Yeah.
And I always liked the fat. Why is that so bad? It tastes so good. Why, how is that? You know, and I believed all that. So we always cut it off and threw it away or gave it to the dog or whatever, you know. It's the best part of it. Right. And so that's what I eat. And I didn't gain weight because I ate fat. I eat a lot of it. I eat a lot of fat. I typically about a pound and a half of like ribeye or chuck. It's my two favorites because they have more fat and the other cuts don't have as much fat. And then but that's nowhere near enough fat for me, so I get a pound and a half of bacon to go with that. And every now and then I'll grab cheese, still a big 1 pounder of cheese. And some people can't take that, and there was a time when I thought it might be causing inflammation to come back in my legs, but I realized at that time that I had I started a little bit of coffee again, and the creamer, it said no sugar when I, but I didn't have my glasses when I went to the store. It said no sugar free. It was a powder one, you know. I thought, let me try. I'll try to get some coffee again and drink it with my meal, because just for something extra, because I deserve it. A cheat thing, you know. And what happened was that was what was causing the little bit of pain to come back in my legs, and the sleep wasn't as good. And I was, you know, I just okay. Though then I went and I read it. the back of the label, which I never did before. Now I read every single label every time on anything like bacon. I'm trying to find different bacon. Sometimes I don't have mine, and I see all this stuff. I don't buy it. I can't do that. So it had high fructose corn syrup was like the second ingredient in it. I thought that was a liquid. They put it in the powder. How did what? So yeah, that was, I tossed it in the trash. You know, it was full, a big one.
It's like a matter of life or death reading those labels now that you've got through all this.
Isn't it? Let me carry. Think about it. I know a lot of people on the influencers don't want to say anything about this because, you know, they don't want to get canceled or whatever, but I can't believe that they didn't know. We've been going to the moon since 69. They didn't know that this stuff was killing us, all that stuff that's in our supermarkets, that we've been feeding our children.
Yeah.
That we've been, you know, our children, our parents fed us, and our parents probably died of. My mother died of diabetes.
Yeah.
My father died of respiratory failure because of an enlarged heart. So
oh yeah, I think they knew. I asked Dr. Barry this question when we interviewed him for our documentary, and he said, well, there's a whole bunch of perverse incentives all leading to one place, but it's, you know, the cigarette companies did this back in the day. They knew that cigarettes were causing cancer, and with knowing that, they decided to then market them to children, and a lot of those cigarette companies ended up moving away from cigarettes and purchasing these food companies, and they're doing the exact same thing. Getting children hooked from a young age. You go down the cereal aisle, it's all cartoon characters, and you get them hooked when they're young. They're a lifelong sugar consumer. And then you have all of these other incentives too, because you get the kids sick, and then they end up starting getting into medication later. So they're making money on the food, being addicted to the food, and then they're making money for the hospitals, and then they're making money for big pharmaceuticals being on medication their whole lives. It's insane. How could you not know this? But on the flip side, I don't know how you
diabolical.
Yeah. For me, though, too, I'm like, how could you not know this? But then when I look back at myself, I feel so ashamed because I was on 15 pills at one point. And now in my head, I'm like, how was I so stupid to keep doing those same pills over and over and over again? Like the allopurinol we mentioned, or my acid reflux pills. I was on those for like 12 years. And at the end of 12 years, I still had acid reflux. Why am I taking these? They're not fixing anything. Yeah. And then they cascade into more and more. But it's hard not to get mad about it.
And then hey, did you see just this month? This is another thing that it was in every household that I knew. We all used it. Everybody used it. It was on the commercials. Johnson & Johnson baby towel.
Yeah,
they just did some. I don't know if you can say that. You might have to cut that out. I don't know. But if you look it up, Google it, or look on YouTube or Google, they just did a $45 million settlement with First. They did that with a family because of it. It caused a mesothelioma. That's what Steve McQueen died of, because he got asbestos in the Navy cleaning some pipes, and. They were putting asbestos in the stuff. We were putting it on our baby's genitals. When they were a baby, and wrapping their diaper around it. And they did it to me, and we all did it.
Insane.
Oh my God. How
the baby thing too. I could do a whole video on babies, but when I learned that babies are born into ketosis, and then when you think about it, Dr. Chafee's talked about this, but babies, what do we do with them? They're born into ketosis, and then we're like, nope. And then we force feed them baby food that's mushed up vegetables, and the baby spits it out because it's bitter and it doesn't taste good. There's toxins, there's things in there they don't want to eat. And then we get them hooked on sugar, and they become lifelong sugar consumers. It's criminal. But yeah, the baby powder, and then all of the other things too that we put, suntan lotion, there's a lot of chemicals and harsh things in those things that we put on the body. It's all such an escape from what is natural. When I decided to do this documentary, it was going to be carnivore diet documentary. And now I'm realizing more, humanity's just escaped so far away from what's natural for humans, mainly through the foods we're eating, but also the baby powder and all these chemicals. And we're not getting sunshine. We're not fasting. Your fasting's amazing, because if you think about it, ancestrally speaking, we fasted since the start of time. Now, you tell people you fast right now that they don't know what they're talking about, so many people will be like, oh, that's dangerous. Oh, you can't do that. We've literally done that since the start of time. All sorts of religions fast. But what would have happened here? I would have hunted a big animal. I would have feasted on the animal. And if I would be lucky, maybe 3 days, 5 days, maybe 10 days, I'd get another animal. We were fasting all the time. It's one of the best things for you in the world. But yeah,
and,
everything's so bad, we're not eating
fruits and vegetables during the winter because there weren't any. You know, so if we did come across stuff, we'd eat. And then we'd probably say, hey, all the other animals are coming around. This is a good place to hunt. So we'd kill all those and we'd get the animals. But also, speaking of the religion,
quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
What about Noah's Ark? What'd they put on that? Animals.
Yeah.
We need food.
Right? Yeah. Well, and the fruits and vegetables too. The fruits that we would have got back in the day, like wild berries, you can't even get those now. People make that excuse to me all the time. Well, just get berries like they used to. The berries in the store now, everything's been genetically altered so many times to taste sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. An apple now is this big. It used to be this big. It's basically sugar. Like when I used to eat an apple because I had to eat breakfast, the most important meal of the day, I'd be hungry an hour, 2 hours later because that all converts to glucose in the body. But also the berries you get in the store now, they're filled with pesticides and glyphosate and forever chemicals. They're sweeter than they used to be. I get that comment from people a lot. Oh, it says in the Bible I can eat fruit. And my argument back to them is always, the fruit in the Bible does not exist on earth anymore because humans, man, has perverted it so much now. It's basically, it's a piece of candy masquerading as fruit. It's not even.
Yeah, they're modifying all our food. What's going on with that?
Yeah.
Genetically, you know, wait a minute. Who gave you permission to do that?
Yeah. Really, and that's why I think carnivore works so well for us. And that's why I advocate for it, because I believe carnivore is the cleanest we can eat given the environment we're in. There's 60,000 products in the grocery store. There's nothing cleaner, more nutritionally dense than eating a big fatty ribeye. It's what our bodies absolutely thrive on. But sorry, I tend to go off on tangents. So going back to your story, Michael, so from your heaviest, you were 369. You're doing carnivore now. You're almost coming up on a year. Could you tell us, like, could you maybe summarize, like, how much weight have you lost and what are some other things? You mentioned a couple, but if you were to sort of summarize, what are some other things you noticed changing?
Well, I went down to 196 just recently. So that was about 179-ish, right in there.
You lost 179?
Yeah.
So that, I always use this analogy. You've lost, is that right? 17 10-pound bowling balls you used to carry around with you. 17 10-pound bowling balls. Almost 18 you're not carrying around anymore.
One more pound and I would have been 200 pounds more than when I started at 170.
Wow.
It was crazy. That's another thing that kind of, that's when I started really going online and saying, what's going on here? I got to figure something out. And I did the fasting. I had done OMAD over in Iraq. I started over there back in like 05 or 06. I saw it online. And I felt great when I did that over there. I slept better. Everything was great. But then when I came back, you can't do it here. It's hard to do. But now it's easy because I'm eating the meat and I had to do something to save my life. So the fasting and the carnivore together is like a bang. It's a powerhouse, especially when I'm doing, you know, the 3 to 5s every month. And sometimes I'll throw in a couple of like a today once or twice because I don't like to eat toward the end of the night. You know, I like to eat at like 5, 6, go to bed 9, 10, if I can. And sometimes now I'm doing online trading too. That's another thing that I tried to get into when I was unable to do anything. I had to try something, right? So sometimes I'll be in a trade and I won't leave the screen. But so what happened was, I lost my train of thought again. What was I talking about? Do you remember?
you had success with OMAD.
Yeah. So when I started, I did that. But so when I had to do something and over there, it was great. I felt great. But when you come back here, you know, there's a supermarket, there's a McDonald's, there's a taco shop, everything around us, you know, it's like, it's almost impossible. But once you get away from the sugar and the carb cravings, it becomes easy to me. I guess it took me 2 weeks to get back into OMAD. It takes about 2 weeks, I think. And then even then I wasn't doing carnivore yet. I was doing just this. I lost a lot of weight because I'd reduced the calories and I gave my body those 23 hours to digest and stop digesting and heal instead of digesting, using all that energy to heal, to digest all that food 3, 4, 5 times a day was just packing the weight on and not having time to heal the body. So now I monitor my glucose and ketones and every day, 6, 8 times I'll check it. And especially when I was just getting into that I've been doing that about 4 months, 5 months, something like that. I have a continuous glucose and ketone monitor, and I can watch when I eat something, your glucose goes up. Even if it's beef, it'll go up a little bit, but it used to go up 210, 190, you know, way up there. And now I'll get up into 90. I stay around 75, 80. All the time. And then when I get into real good ketosis, I'm always in ketosis. I mean, almost all the time in ketosis now. But when I saw some videos on autophagy, that's something that people need to check out. AUTOPHAGY. When you're in fasting, and even in a day, some of them say you can hit autophagy. And my markers, you can measure that, by the way, if you're in autophagy, by multiplying the or dividing. You have to, I don't know I always go watch the video of the doctor that's on there that talks about it. She's a female doctor. I forget her name. I'll put that in a video. But autophagy, if you put that in YouTube search and put in Nobel Peace Prize with it, the doctor, the Japanese doctor that got the Nobel Peace Prize, won it in 2016 for autophagy, discovered that our bodies heal themselves if we're fasting. They heal. I mean, they go in and they eat up all the dead cells and they fight cancer and they fight inflammation and they fix the brain problems that's going on, you know, people's dementia and all that kind of stuff. All the ailment, the blotchy marks on my leg, the breathing, my heart, my lungs, everything that has gotten better, the sleep apnea, there was some kind of block, something, I think it was maybe inflammation causing something in there to block my breathing. I could, when I would wake up during the night, every 20 minutes, I would wake up. I couldn't sleep for all those years. I wouldn't be able to breathe in or out. I mean, it took me a second. I'd roll out of bed sometimes, hit the floor just in time before I passed out. Mm. It was a miserable life.
But now, terrifying too.
Fasting and carnivore together. Oh, you hit autophagy. That you have to read about it, study it. I know you have, I'm sure, but others haven't. And that's something that everybody needs to know about. I don't know why that isn't all over. I mean, they put what's in the toothpaste, the fluoride in we're putting it in your water, everyone's water for the good of everyone. What? No, I don't want that. No, you don't have a choice. We're doing it. Shut up. It's a poison, basically. I don't know what it does, but it's not good. It makes you docile, and they say it fights cavities. They're so worried about our cavities, but they got junk food everywhere. Eat this stuff right now.
Carnivores don't worry about cavities too much either. That's another.
Alcohol everywhere too. What? Why don't you get rid of that if you're worried about it so much?
Right. Well, the autophagy thing is so important. Fasting so important. I interviewed Professor Thomas Seyfried regarding cancer. And he's been talking about cancer is a metabolic disease for 30 years now. And he said most cancers in the world are from chronic inflammation. I don't know about you, Michael, but I was chronically inflamed before I was doing carnivore diet. And when I look around at the general public, most of them are inflamed from the foods they're eating. You do that for decades and decades, years and years, you end up with cancer. And it's like not even disputed. Cancer absolutely thrives on glucose and sugar. And so you get rid of it, and then you do the autophagy, get rid of all those old cells. It's so good for you. My buddy Jeff has stage 4 cancer. He does a 5-day fast every other week. I think he's getting close to hitting his 50th round. He'll do keto. He'll do carnivore for a week, strict carnivore, and then 5 days of fasting. So he's getting into autophagy. But something you said earlier is so true. When you were eating before 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, imagine the toll that took on our bodies. That requires an incredible amount of energy for our digestive system to process all of that roughage and ice cream and garbage and all that food in there for years and years and decades now on carnivore. Even if you're not fasting and you're just eating once or twice a day, your digestive system is using so much less energy. It's no wonder humanity's walking around in a constant brain fog and fatigue. It's their body can barely keep up just digesting the food they're putting in there unnecessarily over and over again.
Speaking of that, my doctor, the last time I went in there, oh, by the way, you said something a minute ago that made me think of her eating 3, 4, 5 times a day. She recommended that I eat 5 times a day. She told me that. And I've heard others. I saw, what's his name? Rick Nelson, the guy that was on the My Three Sons, I think. He became a big star in music. Went to a garden party was a song. And his sons became famous in music. And the Nelson twins, I seen one of them. He had gotten real big and everything, fat. And his doctors put him on a 5-meal-a-day diet. How's that a diet? Anyway, and he was eating vegetables and chicken breast and rice. But anyway, I remember that. And then, the last time I was in my doctor's office, 3 times back, she saw me in the lobby and she was like, "Wow, you look 20 years younger, Michael." And I feel 30 years younger. And I mean, I literally feel like I was when I was 30, you know, better than before this started. I just need to get this leg fixed. And I did walk a couple of times and no pain in the leg all the way down there and back, but I got to sit a few times, but not out of pain. Because my legs are so weak from no muscle because of all those years, you know? So yeah. I still have to build up the muscle. I'm fluctuating right now. I could be 210, 205, 203. I don't know. I don't have a scale here anymore. I go to the doctor and then that's when I weigh myself. And then, lost train of thought again.
You went back and talked to your doctor.
Yeah. Because now, remember, for months I've been telling her I eat the meat and everything. And then I tell her, you know, I'm only eating 1 meal a day and I eat a lot of fat. And she was just like, oh, thinking that I was insane. But she can't deny the blood work and everything. She's just like amazed. She's like, what? I said, I don't take any of the medicine anywhere. You can stop the prescriptions. No. You can't do that. I was like, look at my blood. Yeah, but you can't do it. You gotta take this one. You gotta still take this one. Take this one. This, no, I don't want to do it. So I stopped arguing with her. I just didn't tell her I'm not taking it anymore. The last time I was in there, she said, all my blood work perfect, everything so good, and I lost so much weight. She's like, Michael, let me ask you something. Tell me exactly. What you're doing exactly, because her husband has a lot of the issues that I had, a lot of them. And so and she's talked to me a few times. We've known each other years, you know? And so I told her, I think she's going to do this with her husband. I don't know. I'll talk to her the next time I'm in there. Have you tried this with anybody else and see, you know, anybody could deny the facts. And I have a lot of like documentation on my illnesses. I've got the epidurals. I mean, there's like 50 pages of that, you know, I can pull out the good ones. I did nerve blocks where they shoot a needle into your, like medicine into there, try to numb the nerve into your hip, you know, down in there, infrared heating where they heat it up with infrared. All these things are so dangerous and could cause major problems if not kill you or paralyze you. But I did them because that's how miserable the nightmare I was living was. And I know there's a lot of people out there, Carrie, that are going through the same thing you did, the same thing, and then all the other carnivores out there that have healed themselves. No doctors did it. No medicines did it. Carnivore diet did it. Fasting helps. I did the fasting mainly to gain more weight fast. You know, that's what I wanted. And I've been gaining muscle. You see the pics I sent. One's just like, and I had lost 50 pounds by then, maybe 60. That was right around when I first started taking the pictures. And then the other, you can see the muscles coming back and all that. So there's no denying that it works. How anybody could argue against it, I don't know, especially when you're taking blood work. That's what they always go by when they tell you to take all the medicines, right?
Right.
Well, why don't they go by this now? Why don't they use the same principles and say, hey, wait a minute, carnivore is what you need, not the medicine. Do this. But they won't do that.
Yeah. What about, Michael, your type 2 diabetes? How's that gone?
It's gone. It's total everything, Carrie. Everything is gone. The sleep apnea gone. The type 2 diabetes gone. The inflammation gone. I can sleep through the night. That alone was a game changer. I pointed this out in my video. Just to be able to breathe like I do now, I would have done everything I've done 10 times over just to be able to breathe.
Mm.
To get rid of the type 2 diabetes, my mother died of it. A friend of mine had his foot cut off, you know, between the ankle and the toes right in the middle. And I'd seen him a few times during that time, went and visited him, and it was horrible. I saw him 4 years later in his backyard. He was outside and he didn't have shoes on, and I saw his foot, the same foot that they had cut off, looked like they just cut it off. It was all red and flesh and wasn't like dripping blood or anything. It was just like a cut, like they cut it off and it wasn't healing. There was no scab or anything. It was raw. It's like, what happened? Did they have to do it again? No, he goes, it's just never healed. That's how my legs were so fat. My thighs were this big around, both of them. And then I didn't have any circulation down into my legs. I told you I had those black or those dark brown and red spots on my legs. My toes were ached and numb all the time. Here's another thing that less than two months, like a month. So all that's healed. All that stuff is healed. I couldn't feel my toes. I knew that I kept thinking of my friend that lost his foot, you know, my mother that died, gone. It's everything's gone. But I remember a month into carnivore, I was injured when I was 18 years old, 15 or eight. I was 18. I think I told a friend of mine 15 the other day, but I was 18. I rethought about that, and it injured my wrist and this thumb and these two fingers were numb all my life ever since that happened. When it first happened, it felt like I was being burned or shocked right here. I was like in so much pain. And then it never came back. It was always numb. I couldn't really move it like I'm doing now. I couldn't do all that. It was like a month into carnivore, that stopped. It all came back to normal. Oh. My whole life, like 40 years, 45 years. And then just a month, bang, I'm like, that's the first thing I noticed right there. Wow. A few weeks later, breathing, getting better, better. Wow. Oh, that felt so good to take a deep breath. I couldn't do that before. Then all the pain and the sleeping came back and didn't need the CPAP machine. That alone, that's on the news now. It's killing people. A lot of people died from some kind of mold or something that got in there and they inhaled it all night, every night. Wow, that could have been me too. See, I told you there's all these little things that could have killed me, and I felt like I could die any day. The carnivore diet healed all of it. No doctor, no medicine did it. The carnivore diet did it. It helped me lose all that weight. And I'm gaining muscle really good now. I lift weights. I'd never lifted weights in my life, but I'm doing it because I knew I was like, my muscles were gone. And especially when I started walking. So the pain got good enough in my knees and I could stand up. So I thought, let me try walking. I thought I'm going to be able to walk now. 30, 40 seconds in, because I got a little steep hill right by my house, goes toward, there's a little elementary school on the corner there. Couldn't make it. Because my legs were, the calves weren't strong enough to carry me up. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, you know, I couldn't walk because of the pain, but I never went far anymore, you know? Uphill, especially, it's like, it was really hard to do anything like that. But I thought, well, the pain's not there anymore, maybe, or it's getting better. It would still hurt, but I could walk now without worrying about popping it out and go, and being in pain for 2 weeks, you know? Couldn't do it because the muscle deterioration, the atrophy had taken, just destroyed all the muscles in my entire body. It's all coming back. Everything I'm getting, I feel 30 years younger, literally. When I get all the rest, I feel, right now I don't feel like I have that much fat. It's all like the loose skin and everything. Even that's tightening up now. I was really, really bad, but now it's even that's getting better.
Fasting will help with that big time.
That's another. Yeah, I still do it religiously. I told you I'm 5 days in right now, water only. I don't do anything but water. And it's weird. I don't know why. When I was over in Iraq and Afghanistan, I started drinking a lot of water. Because you're in the desert, and a lot of people were just dropping, you know, falling out, have rushed to the medic because of dehydration, or when you get real hot, what's that called?
Heat stroke.
Yeah, heat stroke. Everybody's getting heat stroke. It's a lot hotter over there than it is here. And so you learn to, and they put pallets of water everywhere throughout the bases, you know, and you just learn to drink water all day, every day, all night, every night, just drinking water. So I got to where I was drinking like 2 gallons a day. And so when I came back, I was still kind of drinking a lot of water, probably a gallon and a half. But I think that part was, when I got back here, why I was doing that was because I was eating so many times, I just needed to get it flushed through. And now when I fast, though, I find that I have to like remember to go get something to, you know, drink a little water, because wow, did I drink any water today? It's weird. And then they say online that it's called dry fasting. Some people do it on purpose. I was just naturally, I didn't want it. I wasn't thirsty, but they say that can increase the autophagy and the effects of fasting by 3 times doing that. Wow. I'm kind of glad, because that's the way I am naturally. I force myself that I'm drinking maybe this much of a cup of water today, and I've been fasting for 5 days. You know, it'll be tonight when we get done here, I'm going to walk down, like I said, and buy some food, come back up, cook it, eat it, be happy with life. I mean, it's like that song, I Can See Clearly Now the Rain Is Gone. That's my favorite song, one of my favorites, and I love it. I play it all the time, because it's really, that's how I feel now, what the carnivore diet has done. I wish I could make that my theme song, like when it plays before a video.
Right. I think
rules against that, you know? All of the bad feelings have disappeared, gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. That is where I am today. I was miserable before I started carnivore. Mm. Anybody out there that is thinking about doing carnivore, I highly recommend it. Of course, I'm not a doctor. This is my opinion. You see, you've heard what Kerry's doing and all the others, and what he's asked me all these questions, and I'm being as honest as I can with you guys. I mean, nobody would want to go and lie about all this stuff, you know? What would they gain from it? Nothing.
Right. Well, that's what convinced me ultimately too. When I started going, I thought this was crazy. I watched Dr. Barry videos, and then I kept asking myself, what is this dude selling? And I'm like, it's just a bunch of free videos with free information. He's got like 2,000 videos. They're all, you can just watch them for free. You don't have to give the guy a penny of your money for anything. It's not some thing behind a gate you got to buy or anything like that.
Right.
But Michael, so just one more question on the type 2 diabetes. I'm learning more about all this. I have a family member that lost part of his foot as well. I have a lot of family members with type 2 diabetes. And in my brain, I always thought this is a thing you get if you're unfortunate and there's something wrong with you and you got this thing and your body can't handle insulin, your body can't handle sugar. But I don't think that's the case. What are your thoughts? So were you on medication for type 2 diabetes and you're not on it anymore? Or
Yeah.
Was diabetes a fluke for you, or is it 100% nutrition?
Nutrition, absolutely, no doubt about it. I mean, I didn't have it before when I started. And like I said, I wasn't fat. before when the leg started, I started laying around, and I ate pretty good at first, but I still gained weight because of lack of movement. And I didn't eat great. I ate stuff at the store, but I didn't eat the cookies and the donuts and the cake and the chips and all that and the little candy bars and all that. I didn't eat any of that. I wasn't a dessert guy, you know. I liked a hamburger, cheeseburger, chicken wings, that kind of thing, which I still do. But what happened was once you get to a certain point, you're so fat and you're so out of breath and out of hope and the cookies do give you. I used to go. I grab, you know, it starts where you get, you know, I'll grab some. They put them right there in the aisle. Big sign on sale. Boom, 2 for 1 or whatever. Oreos. All right, grab one of those. Now you got milk and cookies. Like when you're a little kid, that was such a treat, wasn't it, back then? And then and I would just eat half that package, and then 3 hours later, go grab the rest and eat those. And then you start getting chips and the little candy bars, and it just snowballs. It's addictive. It really is addictive. You need more and more and more of it to satisfy you. And so being in my condition, what was happening to me, it just made the weight go crazy. So I think the sugar and carbs are what caused type 2 diabetes. And maybe I think all that stuff just basically kills your body. And whatever's happening in there creates inflammation. The inflammation creates all these other problems. When you cut them out, immediately you start feeling better. Immediately. And your daughter was talking today. Emma was saying that when she would cheat, you know, she didn't feel good. When she started eating carnivore, and then when she would do a cheat, which is what we all tell ourselves, I'm gonna do a cheat. I'm gonna reward myself for doing so good. And that's what I did too. I did it, especially in the beginning. I would grab a fast food burger or a burrito at the taco shop in between. That would be my, you know, meal that day. And but then just the bread and the cheese or whatever and the what do they wrap the burrito in, those things, the
tortilla.
Yeah, the tortilla and all those things and the salsa and all these things would make the pain in my knee would start coming back. The sleep wouldn't be as good. I'd wake up every hour or so. Oh, and then the next day I'm like, wow, I don't want to do that anymore. So you start. That's the other thing. When you start doing the monitors, you can tell what's happening in your body right away. Bang. Whoa, skyrocketed glucose levels, which is not good for you, people. And then you're out of ketosis, also not good for you. You're not in autophagy, also not good for you. Or it's better to be in it. Let me put it that way. My mother was heavy all her life. Well, she wasn't when she was a kid, but then she started, she had 10 children, 10 children. And she was just big all her life. Beautiful, beautiful, most amazing woman. Type 2 diabetes, had to take the insulin, all the whole 9 yards. And eventually that killed her. And my father, I said, respiratory failure. He was big like me. I looked exactly like my father when he died. I knew that was me any day. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be gone right now, Carrie. I could be one of those people, buried, gone. Nobody thinks about it anymore because of what I ate. That's all. I wish I had known. We all do, don't we? Wish we had learned about this so many years ago. I mean, you hear about the studies they did on fasting at Harvard and back in the day, and they proved that it helps you so much in so many ways, but nobody ever puts it out there. Now we got the internet, the information superhighway, boom, go online to YouTube and watch Carrie's videos. That's one way to learn. Watch Dr. Barry's videos, Dr. Chafee's videos, Ribeye Ranger. I just found him a couple days ago. He reached out to me. I had a question about something and he answered it in a live stream. And then I watched his video. He just put it out 2 or 3 days. Excellent. Did you see it? I think you said you saw it.
Yeah, he hit 1 year. He hit 1 year on carnivore. He's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. It was his 1 year anniversary, he called it. I'm so grateful, Carrie. I can't even put it into words. I mean, almost dead, die any day, to full of life and health and no problems except the nerve entrapment, but it's getting better. I've walked a couple of times for miles and miles. It took me like 2 hours to go down, do the shopping, went to the bank, came back up. No pain in the leg. First time in 14 years. Mm. All the rest, everything else is gone, completely gone. The knee pain just for the first completely healed like 2.5 weeks ago. Finally, the last of it went away. And I remember praying to God every day, please let me walk again. If I could just walk again, I'll never stop walking. I promise. And I do it every day. I just, well, if back in when I was still in pain, I couldn't do it every day. But now I just go out and I walk. Even if it's a little bit, I'll just go out and do the little walk, come back, because I made that promise and I want to keep it. So I hope I can start running soon, you know. I just, the muscles, I'm still not, I don't, I think I could probably run right now, but I'm afraid that if I try to like put force on it, the knees might tweak out on me again or something. Yeah. So I'm going to let it heal up a little bit more.
You got to be careful. You mentioned Ribeye Ranger. His wife's name is Lynn Tucker Carnivore. They're good friends. They're awesome. And Lynn, here's a picture of them actually.
I got to see them out. Awesome.
Lynn always says, this is Lynn. Lynn always says, you got to be careful as a carnivore, no hot dogging it, because we get these new bodies and we get really excited and we try to overdo it. You might try running. I fell and hit my head the other day. She's worried about my buddy Bill in Alaska. He's cruising around on his four-wheeler like a maniac now, because you get the second chance at life. You get excited, right? You got these abilities you couldn't use before. So, yeah, you got to be careful. But, man, your story is incredible. I'm so happy for you, all these things you found. So many similarities to some of the things you were mentioning. I can feel it. It's hard not to be excited and enthusiastic about getting a second chance at life. It's kind of discouraging when you think about it, because you said, you know, you feel like you're 30 years old again. And I was fortunate to interview Dr. Barry, and I was saying, Dr. Barry, look, carnivores de-aging these people. And I showed him some pictures of people. They look younger. They feel younger. And he said, no, Kerry, carnivore isn't de-aging people. This is Michael. You feel like you're 30 right now. This is how all people your age should feel, and they would feel if they were eating a proper human diet and not putting all these highly inflammatory foods in their body their whole life. So, not to take it to a dark side, but Dr. Barry always does that. He's just got these good zingers in it. But I'm like, that is so true. Imagine if the whole world was doing what you and I were doing and felt like you and I felt. Just like you were saying right now, your cognitive ability, the brain fog's gone. You're starting your Amazon business. Just watch. Because the one thing, I've interviewed 42 people for this documentary now. Every one of them says the same thing that you said. Whatever their success metric is in life, once they start carnivore, it just goes up. Because you're thinking better. You have more energy. You don't have that brain fog anymore. And I interviewed a pastor of a church, Pastor Jimmy. He said, since starting carnivore, the congregation has doubled in size. Everyone I talk to says something similar to that, too. 42 people, literally every one of them has said something, myself included. Whatever I'm doing now, it's just making better decisions, wiser decisions, no brain fog. So your Amazon business, stuff you're working on, just wait. It's going to just keep continuing to get better and better.
Yeah, you are one of the guys I watch the most, actually. You have a lot of good, and you're so enthusiastic and energetic about it all. I can't wait for your documentary. What's the status on that? How far into it are you?
Yeah, so we are very far into it. I just got back from Austin, and we filmed 14 people in Austin, but all of these good doctors you and I were just mentioning, we filmed Dr. Barry a couple months ago, but in Austin we filmed Dr. Chafee, Dr. Baker, Dr. Kiltz, Dr. Ovadia was there as well, but we're filming him at his clinic next month. So I got to meet all of these really incredible individuals. So we're coming along really well. We're aiming for the summer of next year. My buddy Bill in Alaska, he was 700 pounds stuck in his house for 4 years. He just got outside for the first time like a month ago. And we're filming him. Emma, my daughter Emma, and I are going there at the end of this summer to film his one-year update. He's down 250-plus pounds. He's outside. He's got his freedom again. Just like you. He's saying, just this one thing, if I could have fixed this one thing, it was worth the price of admission. He overcame depression, anxiety real quick on carnivore, which was the same thing for me. So it's going really well. There's a lot of people that are anxious to see it. I'm like, please be patient. It's tough because filming people for 1 year, Bill hasn't even hit a year yet. So I couldn't even be done now if we wanted. Bill's still got a month and a half left before he's even done. the other individuals, we're not filming everyone over a year. There's other individuals that have done this for a year and they have it documented really well. But there's so many, I can't wait to share these stories. So many incredible stories. We interviewed a woman that overcame Parkinson's. We have Maggie, Rancher Maggie in Canada. She's been doing carnivore for 65 years. She's 83 years old. She's just absolutely ripped. And she behaves like a 40-year-old. You can't tell she's 83 years old. It's the craziest thing. So it's going really, really well. But I've learned it's bigger than me. It's not my story. It's all of these. There's so many individual stories, just like yours, Michael, that I could tell you're enthusiastic. You have this yearning, like this, tell this. This story needs to be told because you suffered for so long. And there's billions of people in the world right now that are suffering like you are. Over a billion people right now with depression, anxiety. How many people with type 2 diabetes that don't have this as a tool? There's fertility issues. There's so many issues. And it's all just root cause nutrition that you figured out and I figured out. But most people in the world, they're clueless. They don't have this as a tool in their toolbox. So that's why I'm so passionate and fired up about doing it. It sounds like you share that same passion. So you have your YouTube channel, Carnivore at 60 now. Do you plan to do more videos on?
Yeah, I want to do it every day. I'm going to start doing them when I walk. That'll give me a reason to walk, another reason to walk.
Yeah.
And then I can knock it out at doing that. I have this stick, but I can't find it. I tried to look for it the other day, yesterday, when I was getting ready to do a video or check the mic and everything. But yeah, I want to do videos every day. Probably. I don't know if I'll do them every single day, but I hope I do. Minimum once a week. Yeah. That's what I plan to do. I mean, who wouldn't want to help others and get this out? I mean, it's something that's so simple.
Yeah.
And it's available to everyone. If they got a supermarket that they can go to and they have the money to buy it. But I mean, if you're in a little town somewhere in a village somewhere where you can't do that, they can still go out and eat the cows or sheep or whatever. Right.
Yeah. It'll just wait and see too. You're going to be surprised, but you're going to help so many people. Like my story will resonate with some people, but your story, you had type 2 diabetes. There's other people out there with type 2 diabetes. They're going to resonate. They're going to see your story. It's going to inspire them. Oh, if this worked for Michael, it'll work for me. But when you start to get those comments, and you will, and you start to get those emails where people say, you inspired me. I decided to start this because of you. And then you talk to them 30 days later, 60 days later, 90 days later, my depression's gone. Like what? There's nothing.
That's got to be a great feeling.
For $1 million. I wouldn't want it. Wow. If someone could get their life back.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? I would have paid $1 million. I would have paid $10 million to get where I am now. I mean, come on.
On my 30-day video, I said that. I said, give me a check for $1 billion. I'll rip it up right now if it means I could stay carnivore for the rest of my life. That's the God's honest truth. You can relate to that. I got so many comments on that video. They're like, you're a liar. I take that money. I'm like, you guys haven't seen the suffering that I've seen then. Just wait. You haven't experienced the turnaround either of carnivore, but I stand by that right now. Every penny in the world, $10 billion check right now. I'll rip it up in a second if it means it. Because you weren't living before. I wasn't living before. I was almost dead. You were almost dead. Like, what's the point of being almost dead and miserable and pain and depression in your bed and having $1 billion? Not worth it.
Yeah, think about Michael Jackson or anybody, all the rich people that have died and knew they were, some of them knew they were dying. Michael Jackson just died in his sleep or whatever. But think about the billionaires, the real rich guys. If they're laying in a hospital bed and somebody comes to them and says, I can keep you alive for another 3 or 4 years in really good health or more, but just even three, they would go and they said, but it's going to take all your money. They would do it. Of course, they would say, okay, sure. Yeah. You're going to die within a week or two if you don't, or you're going to be able to live for 3 or 4 more years, but you have to give up your money. Okay, here, where do I sign? I'm sure they would all do it. Everybody would do it. Die? Yeah. You're not going to have your money anyway, right?
If we could take this carnivore and put it in a pill and let someone just try it for a day and feel this way with no inflammation, no brain fog, no depression, tons of energy, it'd be the best-selling drug of all time. It literally would be.
Yeah, wouldn't it, huh?
People can't wrap their brains around it till they try it. It's like the saying, I repeat this all the time because I love it. You can't see the fog while you're in the fog. You got to get out of it. And it's really sad to me that so many people in the world, they're going to go their whole lives and it's going to be a shorter life, and they're going to take their last breath, and their heart's going to beat the last time, and they're going to die having never really felt what it's like to be a proper human, like with energy, without that brain fog and fatigue and that little drunken stupor most people are walking around with that inflammation and brain fog that they have. Hopefully we get the word out so that most people won't will have this opportunity to do it. But it's pretty sad that most people won't. Even the people that have $1 billion already, they're going to go to their grave never knowing what it's like to really, really live. It's a pretty sad thing.
And they'll get sick and be in all that misery before they die. Most of them, as they age, get more and more and more. The doctors aren't going to tell them anything about nutrition.
Yeah. Well, hey, I wish we had more time because this has been awesome. You have an open invite to come back. I just want to say one last thing on what you just said there. You have fixed so many things for yourself right in the here and the now. But think about this, Michael, in the future. You talked about it a little bit. Your odds of getting cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, mobility issues as you get older, you don't have to worry about any of those things. As humans, Dr. Chafee said this before, and I truly believe this, we should be living into our 100s easily. Most of us are dying in our 70s, aches and pains, ailments and issues, and you don't have to worry about that anymore. I always tell people, that's my why now. I had my immediate why before, but now it's long-term, growing old with my wife and being there for my children and just thriving into old age. You don't have to worry about it. Like, that's worth $1 billion alone right there by itself.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate the invite, the open invite. And I appreciate this interview, and I appreciate you for what you do, Carrie. It's something that everybody needs to know. At least give them the choice. I mean, I didn't even know there was a choice.
Yes. Just an additional tool in the toolbox. Yeah. So here's your option. But the fact that most people don't have it, it's criminal. We gotta get the word out to everyone for sure. So
if I'd have known 14 years ago, I would have never went through that hell I was living, and I would have never come close to death daily. So,
Well, this has been wonderful.
I love eating meat. It's good.
That's the thing too. Is it really? That's the thing that drives me nuts is when people say, I could never do what you're doing. Really? It's the easiest thing in the world. I get to eat steak all the time. I'm absolutely thriving. Like, there's people in the world that they can't find their next meal, and we're here eating beef and steak and burger patties and thriving. So it's really,
you can, I forget what I was about to say there, but everything. I just appreciate you a lot, Carrie, and all the others. Dr. Chafee, Beef and Butter Gang. That's really what gave me I saw you guys doing the videos. I'm like, I can never do all that, you know, but I was on Beef and Butter Gang on live, and I put in I asked a question or something, I did a before and after pick. That's what it was. They said, there's a place where you can post that and give your little story. People were like, wow, you really inspired me. You should do videos. And a bunch of them said that. So it's like, really? Wow. Okay. Let me try it. Here I am.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're doing it. So everyone check out Carnivore at 60 Michael. It's going to have some more YouTube. Hey, when you get going more, come back. You got an open invite on the channel. I'm happy to shout out your channel. It's just going to help people. But if you have any questions on it too, don't worry about it. So many people start YouTube, they overcomplicate it. What you have right here, they want to hear your words, your story. What did you eat today? What's working well for you? How's the fasting doing? A lot of people, they let perfection get in the way of progress, and then they never do a YouTube channel. Your story and your words are what's most important. You don't need a fancy camera or drone. You can do it right on your phone. It's just getting those words out there. So really appreciate your story, Michael. It's incredible. It's going to inspire a lot of people. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Okay. Thank you, Carrie. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.